Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, little topic that's kind of come up recently is the Federal Reserve has been burning money?
Yeah. So one of the things that a lot of people always say is, you know, the Federal Reserve just keeps printing money, keep printing money. Well, how does the Federal Reserve burn money? And so obviously you can literally go to the Federal Reserve and watch them burn money. They literally burn cash and they replace it with new, better literal paper. And so one thing the Federal Reserve did through the quantitative easing program is they bought securities. You know, the majority of the Federal Reserve's money is based in securities. And when we say securities, what that means is they're buying treasury bonds or they're buying mortgage bonds. So most banks are allowed to invest your money in treasuries or mortgages. Federal Reserve is owned by banks, so they have a similar philosophy. So Hayden, if you were to go out, let's say you had bought a house several years ago in Nashville, and you had bought a 30-year mortgage for, let's say, 2% interest. And then you said, well, hey, I'm moving from Nashville, and I moved to Manchester. And then you want to go buy a house here. Well, when you sold that mortgage, when you went from that 30-year mortgage backed by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, the Federal Reserve may have bought that mortgage indirectly through those programs. And so whenever you go in and you get your new mortgage, instead of the Federal Reserve saying, okay, now we're going to let you have another mortgage where we're going to buy it, we are just going to say we're taking our money back and we're going to take it out of the system. We're going to, in effect, pull, if your mortgage is $250,000, pull that $250,000 out of the system, or in effect, burn the money. And what that does is when you limit the amount of money in circulation, that also means the demand, you know, goes down because you're removing demand created by the Federal Reserve. And what that does is that causes the value of homes to go down because now instead of you getting a 2% or a government subsidized mortgage through the Federal Reserve, they're now getting out of the game, which means you got to go to the private market and you got to pay a higher interest rate on that mortgage.
Right, and that kind of discourages you from potentially moving if you already have a low interest rate locked
Correct.
In.
And of course, when the money doesn't move, when people are stuck in their house, then the prices go down because the faster money moves, the higher the price is. The more people that want something, the more expensive it gets. If less people want it, the price goes down. And so what that is doing, of course, is that is reducing inflation. Right. Because when you slow the flow of money, when you slow the economy down, you cause inflation to go down. And it also, you know, it changes how we look at money because, you know, a lot of people look at money and say, yeah, our money is not backed by a gold or a silver standard or something like that, but it is backed by the number of taxpayers. And as long as you have Americans living here that are paying taxes, we are responsible for the full faith and credit of the United States. And that's really what our money's backed by. And the Federal Reserve is a part of that.
So, good point. And another thing is, okay, let's rewind back to 2020 and COVID. How did COVID play any role in the Fed's balance sheet, per se?
Yeah, so the Federal Reserve, believing that we were going to a financial-type crisis caused by the COVID emergency, thought it was indicative at that time to basically make sure that housing market didn't go down, to make sure that they propped it up. So they, by doing this, caused the big housing boom, and now we're causing a housing drop. You know, and it's all pretty much planned out because as people move, they're not able to get as good of a rate, which means their payments go up, which means the amount of extra money they have to spend on travel and other things goes down, which is also why a lot of people are not moving as well, because they don't want to lose those benefits.
Right. And those are many different things that are all used to mitigate the effects of inflation.
Correct. And that's probably the most important thing the Federal Reserve is doing besides, you know, lowering or raising interest rates is messing with this quantitative this balance sheet, because if you go out there and you reduce the amount of money in circulation, the value of money gets stronger and inflation goes down because the more money you print, the more money you have, it's all chasing the same amount of stuff. So there's more money chasing it. It takes more dollars to buy this table. It takes more dollars to buy those shoes. And if you have less money, it takes less money to buy those things.
Right, and the inherent value of that money goes up.
Correct.
If there's less money out in supply.
Because one of the things you see in America is you have more people living here. You have more immigration, you have more kids, and that automatically causes some value of money. You know, it is necessary to print a little bit of money because there's more people. But when you print this much more money, when the balance sheet, you know, went up to almost $9 trillion from $4 trillion, a $5 trillion increase.
Trillion with a T.
Yeah, that's a lot more money, and we don't have 5 trillion more people here. And right. So when you start looking at that, that impacts, you know, the money situation.
Right, absolutely, and I think these are all great points and something that you really need to consider when you hear the Fed's burning money and why they're kind of...
Well, and really what's going on with the Federal Reserve when they say these things, like what is quantitative easing? What do you think? Well, it's literally like, it's a simple thing of when these things come up for renewal or if they're sold out, you know, if you sell your house or if a bond comes due, they just say, okay, we're not going to buy that anymore. And so they're taking that money out of the system.
Right.
And if, you know, if we could go back in time, we would probably want to remove some of that government stimulus and some of that Federal Reserve stimulus because it's a big reason why we saw this inflation wave.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us about why the Federal Reserve is burning money, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Investment Insight.